about studying abroad? How about combining Greece's rich heritage and beauty with the American educational tradition? Join the American College of Greece for a one-stop study abroad destination. A breathtaking campus in Athens suburbs is waiting for you to explore the city center and the nearby islands. Join an international learning community where courses are taught in the English language. Stay in safe and luxurious residences and enjoy transfer of credits thanks to the NECHE accreditation. Find out more about the American College of Greece at www.acg.edu.
Listening to WNTN 1550 AM and WNTN.com, Boston's hub for international radio and specialty programs.
WNTN, home of Grecian Echoes, the longest running Greek American program in the country.
Good morning, everybody. The time in our studios is about 17 minutes past 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as we have mentioned, we have joining us on the phone. We're really excited and delighted to have joining us from Athens, from the American College of Greece. You've been hearing their ads now for a couple of weeks. Delighted to add them to our family of sponsors. The Executive Director of Outreach and Retention at our American College of Greece, Harry Vaskalothanasis, joins us on the phone today. Harry, good morning. Kalimera from Boston. Thanks for joining us. Ana megalo ευχαριστώ. Καλώς ήρθες στην εκπομπή. Και βεβαίως που σας ακούμε στην όμορφη Αθήνα. Καλημέρα.
Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ και εγώ χαίρομαι που μιλάω μαζί σας στην Αθήνα της Αμερικής. Mm-hmm. Να σας πω ότι είμαι New Yorker, οπότε, από ό,τι ξέρετε.
Okay.
Αλλά η Βοστόνη τη θεωρώ σαν πραγματικά μια πόλη που αγαπώ πάρα πολύ. Mm-hmm. Γιατί λόγω της σχέσης μου με την εκπαίδευση. I know how many great universities are there. You know, I've visited several times. You know, and I'm always in awe of the academic achievement and the academic ambience of Boston. You know, so you know, I'm very happy to be talking to our Omogenia there,
yeah.
And to you, of course.
Boston is the Athens of America. First of all, New York, are you a Yankees fan, Harry? Are we going to start this off on the right foot or what?
I tried to avoid this topic, you know, and I was preparing various answers, you know. Well, let's put it this way. I was never a fanatic Yankees fan.
You know?
I have to say that I was proud when they were winning.
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, I was not following very closely. Mm. I know this... a tremendous, you know, like rivalry that exists between the Red Sox and the Yankees. And, you know, we Greeks are usually for the underdog.
There you go.
So knowing the tradition of the Yankees, you know, spending so much money and being the richer club, you know, and the Red Sox being the more of a people's club, I kind of had this sympathy for the Red Sox when they played with the Yankees. Otherwise, when the Yankees played with other teams around the States, you know, I was Yankees all the way.
That's a very politically correct answer. Very politically correct answer for Bostonians.
Thank you very much, but it's also a true answer, true. I have to say. You know, sometimes politics is true.
Yeah, Harry, listen, we're excited, American College of Greece. And I must say, I'm not sure who prepared these ads, but they are terrific. They really explain the beautiful college. So let's start off, you know, with yourself, how long you've been with the college, what the mission is, what this reach out effort is all about. You know, we really let, there is such a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, bottom line, listen, we know the college tuition costs are incredible. An opportunity to study at close to a quarter of the cost, even on a four-year full undergraduate program. These are all available, and I think we really need to let the listening audience, not only of Greater Boston, but throughout the country, know about this fantastic jewel, the American College of Greece. So I'm going to defer to you, Harry, and feel free to speak in both languages to our listening audience, because if the students aren't listening, their parents and grandparents maybe, and perhaps they can steer them to the website and further, you know, communication.
Absolutely. Well, it's a big story. Let me, first of all, just to dispose of, you asked me about myself. You know, I was born in Greece. I grew up in the States. You know, I spent half my life there and half of it here. I was a reporter when I was in the States, and I spent part of my career at the Ethnikos Kyriks, the National Herald, and for both the English and the Greek edition. So I feel myself part of the Omogenia, and it really makes me happy to be speaking to what I regard as my people, you know, I mean people I feel closest to. So, you know, well, to speak about the American College of Greece, the American College of Greece, just to give you a very brief history, it's an old institution, a historic institution. It was founded 146 years ago in Smyrna, Izmir, across the Aegean, to Simerino Izmir. And after the catastrophe, actually, it was founded by American missionaries who had this revolutionary idea at the time to bring education to girls. Girls were very underserved or not served at all educationally in the Ottoman Empire at that time, and they wanted to educate girls, you know, and that's what they started doing, you know. So in 1922, with the catastrophe of Smyrnis, the great catastrophe, the college was forced to leave. Okay. And there is a very moving story which I always try to imagine in my head. You know, it's like American Marines, U.S. Marines, walking the students and the faculty of the American College of Greece, protecting them as they walked down to the port of Smyrna to board boats to come to Greece. It's a heartbreaking and exhilarating story at the same time. It fills me with pride about our country. And then Eleftherios Venizelos, the great statesman, he was out of power at the time, and he sort of mediated and pushed the Greek government to make it very easy for the college to relocate to Athens. So we've been in Athens since then, since the early 20s, and we entered undergraduate education, in other words, university education, in 1965. And right now, the college has about 5,700 students from 70 different nationalities. The student body is about 60% Greek, 30% American, and about 10-11% international from other countries other than the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's internationalizing even faster, mm-hmm. you know, every year. I mean, just to give you an idea, about 10 years ago, we probably had, it was probably 90% Greek, mm-hmm. maybe even 95% Greek. So it's internationalizing very fast. The pandemic put the brakes on mm-hmm. this process, you know, of course, because, you know, we could not host students to study abroad, or people were unwilling to leave their countries, you know, to go to other countries during the pandemic. But starting September, hopefully, both Greece and the United States will have, you know, secured a good level of, you know, immunity to the virus, and life will start resuming its normal rhythms, and people will be able to be on campus, to socialize freely, you know, to travel around Greece and things like that. So, yes, with this hiatus, this pandemic put a hiatus to the internationalization, but it's going to resume. Now, another very remarkable thing, as you alluded to, is the following, that for decades, Americans didn't know that the American College of Greece existed. Actually, many Greeks did not know it existed, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. Mm-hmm. But in recent years, through outreach efforts, you know, like the one I'm doing right now and my colleagues in the United States are doing, and I'm sure that you will be speaking to them also, you know, in the future, we have put the word out that there is an American institution accredited by the New England Commission on Higher Education. In other words, it's fully accredited in the United States, mm-hmm. Which gives, it's all English, right? And it follows the American system of higher education. In other words, the credits, the choice of courses, choice of professors, you know, choice of hours and things like that. And you can study here and get an American degree, and a good American degree, for about a quarter, like you said, you know, of the cost that it would cost you to go to a private school in the United States. So
can I ask if you don't mind, you know, please. what is the undergraduate tuition, excluding any type of scholarships? But what is, because we know that the basic private institution in the United States.
Right.
Forget about room and board. Mm-hmm. The average tuition is 50. Mm-hmm. Throw in another 20 for room and board. Kapusta evdominda hiliarika to chrono.
Okay.
To chrono.
Yes. Well, I'll give you, I'm just doing in my mind the calculations per year because I have them in front of me in per semester.
Yeah.
But per year, tuition should be around $12,000.
Wow.
Tuition.
Yeah.
Okay. And room and board, and I'm looking at it right now, should be, depending whether you want a double room or a single room,
sure,
should be anywhere between $5,000 per year, sorry, per semester, $5,000 per year. Is the lowest, and the highest should be about $7,000, $7,500.
So, Otinapis combined, it's less than $20,000 for a first class education in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. So the value is there, the value unequivocally.
Yes, and absolutely. And also, students are eligible for FAFSA, you know, federal financial aid, in the only loans, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also, students are eligible for the scholarships, the merit scholarships that the college gives out, you know, depending on your high school graduation grade. You have a decent high school graduation grade, you can get a reduction in your tuition, which ranges from between 20% to 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's believe me, it's worth exploring.
Mm-hmm.
One additional benefit that you get by studying here for the general American population, I mean student, is that by graduating the American College of Greece, not only do you get a degree, an American degree, a bachelor's degree in other words,
mm-hmm,
but you also get a British degree at the same time.
Really?
Because we have this system of validation with the Open University of the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So any student that graduates the American College of Greece automatically gets a degree from the Open University of the UK. So you're getting multiple credentials, let's say, right, that can introduce you to multiple systems of higher education for a master's degree or for a doctoral degree, and also, you know, introduce you to the kind of philosophy, educational philosophy, and finally, you know, like working philosophy of different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for a Greek-American student, I think the rationale is much more compelling. You come and live in Greece for 4 years, you reconnect with your roots, but you know, but also you, let's leave the romantic aspect of it outside. You study abroad, you learn to live in the big world out there. You know, I mean, it's a cliche now, you know. The world is internationalizing, the world is becoming smaller and things like that. Well, it is, the cliches are true. So being able to live and function away from home in another culture is a great plus for any young person, you know, who wants to pursue a career that's not locus dependent, does not depend on a particular country. Greece is also a member of the European Union. If you live here, it's like with $50 or $100, you can buy a ticket to go to any European city within a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great starting point to explore Europe, to explore Middle East. We're right next to the Middle East. We're right next to North Africa, you know. So it's a hub. Greece is a hub. I see it in our students from the United States who come here to study, whether to study for one semester or do their entire degree here, how much more international they become. You know, they start dabbling in different languages. You know, they make friends from different countries. It's a great process to see. And Greek Americans, of course, you know, reconnect with Greece. You know, they reinforce the Greek aspect in them.
Well, also the Greek language. I know it's an American school, but if you have a Greek American that's going to Greece and spending, you know, my daughter did a semester abroad in Greece, just a semester abroad in Athens, and we're talking 10, 12 years ago. And her Greek in, you know, 3 months, barely from nothing, you know, a little bit of Greek school here on the American side, but, you know, came back and could unequivocally hold a conversation in our native language. If you spend 4 years there, you know, Thamasis, you know, you're going to learn the Thamasis τη γλώσσα απ' έξω.
Απ' έξω, κανονικά. Θα μιλάς σαν Έλληνα.
Σαν Έλληνα.
Έτσι είναι. Και, you know, the moment you leave the campus, you walk out, you're into the Greek world.
You're in the Greek
really
world.
You know, the campus is like a little American oasis,
yeah,
right? An American oasis 70%, I'm sorry, 60% of the population of which is Greek anyway. I mean, your friends in class will be Greek, yeah. Right? So you will, in the evening you will go out for drinks with these guys, you know, so these girls. So you immerse yourself. You don't just learn the language. You learn the
life.
You begin to understand. You see, don't some things seem strange in the United States about Greece? You know, things Greek seem sometimes strange. Why societies, different societies, do things so differently than we do them in Boston, let's say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, by living here, why do Greeks drive the way they drive? Mm-hmm. Why do they park the way they park? You know, it's easy to make fun of it, you know, when you are like 5,000 miles away. But when you are here and you observe and you live it, then you begin to understand. That's becoming international, you know. That's going beyond the clichés, you know, and really understanding the experience of other people, you know.
Yeah.
So that's invaluable, mm-hmm. you know. So I personally, I beg my friends in the Greek-American community and any Greek-American I meet, and I meet there and I speak to many, you know, over social media and things like that, and I encourage them, whenever you come for, regardless whether you have children, you know, of college age or anything like that, whenever you are in Greece, please pass by and take a look at this campus. It will make you proud for America because this is an American creation,
mm-hmm.
all right? It will make you proud of the Omogenia because Omogenia has contributed a lot to make this college a reality. For instance, to give you an example, an Omogeniaco example, our undergraduate college is called Dirie College,
mm-hmm.
and it's named after William Dirie, who was a very wealthy Greek-American from Chicago, who started out, if I remember well, you know, in supermarkets and then expanded into finance and real estate and things like that, and who gave back 50 years ago, like in the early 70s, he gave like over $1 million, which was a lot of money at the time,
sure.
For Greece, especially for Greece, to build the undergraduate college. And it's called Dirie College. So, you know, I mean, there are all sorts of, if you walk through campus, you will see a lot of, you know, like little signs saying this so-and-so Greek-American organization donated this room, this whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You will see many signs thanking the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, which is an arm of the U.S. government, mm-hmm. the State Department, which has been the greatest of the American College of Greece over the you know, the past 50, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the American taxpayer has invested in this college. The Omogenia has invested in this college. It's theirs, you know. And I truly think that, you know, Greek Americans and all Americans, of course, but we're talking about two and about Greek Americans right now, should at least visit it.
Yeah.
You know. So, by the way, the latest thing that the... Yeah, sorry.
I wanted to expand a little bit on the size and shape of the actual campus, if we can. I know to... But can you explain it? I mean, is it an enclosed campus? Is it a city-wide campus? What is its structure?
It's an enclosed campus. It's on the... the slopes of Mount Imitos,
mm-hmm.
which in other words, it defines the border between the city of Agia Paraskevi, which is like 10 kilometers from the center,
mm-hmm.
the municipality, I shouldn't say the city, the municipality of Agia Paraskevi,
mm-hmm.
which is like a basic
suburb
of Athens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Agia Paraskevi ends, then there is the college, and then there is the mountain, which is like a national park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the college sort of climbs into its, like, lies on this slope. It's 64 acres, which for Greece is a large, Greece is a small country, you know, everything is smaller here, but 64 acres, it's quite a large space. It has, you know, like buildings, beautiful buildings scattered among, you know, forest and a lot of greenery and things like that. One end of the campus is the undergraduate college. On the other end of the campus, about maybe half a mile away, is we have a high school, one of the best high schools in Greece, on this campus. So yes, it's if you walk into the American College of Greece, you will think you're in America. You will think you're in an American university.
You'll get that feeling. So, you'll get that vibe, yeah.
By the way, many of the buildings, the original buildings, the ones that William Dilly paid for, mm-hmm. were designed by this famous Greek architect, city planner, basically, Konstantinos Doxiadis.
Mm-hmm.
And they has modeled the buildings with internal atriums and things like that after the Minoan palaces that he wrote somewhere that his inspiration were the Minoan palaces, you know, in designing these buildings.
Sure, yeah.
So it's...
Sounds fantastic. I can't wait to Greece to just check it out, you know, my next trip. I so look forward to it. How about the faculty? Can you spend a couple of minutes on the faculty?
Sure. Sure. We have about 500 faculty. Two-thirds of them are like full-time and the rest are part-time because, in other words, they work out in industry. They also teach at the American College of Greece. We have 34 majors, 34 programs. By the way, the faculty, most of them, the vast majority, if not all, you know, maybe there is one or two that do not, but the vast majority hold degrees, you know, terminal degrees from either the United States, terminal degrees meaning doctoral degrees, mm-hmm. from either the United States or the UK, some of them from Germany or France, you know, but the vast majority is US and UK. We have 34 programs. We have three schools, basically, on campus. One of our schools is the School of Business Administration. The other is the School of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And the other is the third one is the School of Fine and Performing Arts. Mm-hmm. By the way, the School of Fine and Performing Arts is called the Francis Rich School of Fine and Performing Arts because Francis Rich, who was a famous American sculptor, lived in Arizona and New Mexico. When she died, she donated part of her fortune to the American College of Greece to create the School of Fine Arts, you know.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, there's a long, believe me, this place is a bridge, a real, we're talking about bridges between mm-hmm. Greece and America. You can't get any better than this. I mean, mm-hmm. this is the ultimate bridge.
Harry, can you
thousands
explain
of
the...
People,
Yeah, I'm also curious how you can explain the connection with Boston because you have offices here in our city.
Yes, our U.S. base is in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the college, I mean the board of trustees, let's say, of the American College of Greece, meets twice in Boston every year and once in Athens.
Mm-hmm.
So our U.S. base is Boston. We have a small office there. It's not for the public, really. It's administrative offices mm-hmm. mostly, you know, mm-hmm. like finance and things like that. We have admissions officers, you know, who visit high schools and create relationships with other universities in the United States who roam the country, mm-hmm. you know, and they're based in different places in the country.
Sure.
But our U.S. base is in the city of Boston. Yes, you're right. I forgot about that. I should have mentioned it already.
No, I think it's that.
By the way, can I say something that might be interesting to a lot of people in Greek Americans? We have about 60 partner universities around the world. The majority of them, about 40, I would say, is in the United States. Two of them are in the Boston area, Endicott College, I mean the Massachusetts, Endicott College and Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
These universities are our partners in which sense? If a student from the American College of Greece wants to do a semester study abroad at Boston College,
mm-hmm.
that student will not pay Boston College tuition, it will pay American College of Greece tuition. Likewise,
wow.
if a Boston College student mm-hmm. wants to come to the American College of Greece to study for a semester, let's say,
mm-hmm.
it will remain that person will remain a student of Boston College with all the scholarships and all these things, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it will pay us only for housing and food, basically. That's it. So, and the credits are readily transferable.
Yep.
You talk to your advisor. The advisor approves these, you know, five courses that you will take when you are here at the American College of Greece. You come and take them, and the credits automatically transfer. So it's a very seamless thing. We every year we have about over 1,000. The last year I think it was 1,006. Just prior to the pandemic, mm-hmm. we had 1,016 students, the great majority from the United States doing study abroad in Athens. Mm-hmm. Right now, zero, of course, because of the pandemic.
Zero. So,
τώρα αυτή τη στιγμή τίποτα. Nothing. Because there is no point in telling a kid, you know, a student to do study abroad at the American College of Greece without being here. The whole point of study abroad
is to be able
to travel, to see, to see the country, you know, to meet people and things like that. So it's pointless otherwise. And I encourage, but also other universities. If a student, one of your listeners is in a university that is not a partner university with the American College of Greece, you can still study here, and you have to get permission from your advisor at that at your school, at your home institution, to study here. You will pay tuition here rather than in your home institution, which is in most cases it's a good thing. You know, I doubt there are many schools in the States that are that charge less for tuition. So if you take five courses here, the difference in tuition between the American College of Greece and your home institution will probably pay for the whole experience, you know.
Yeah, it's you know, I know that in my daughter's instance, she went undergraduate at the University of Denver in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we paid the full tuition as if she was going to, you know, university, DU as we call it. But we didn't get a credit because the tuition was less. No, I mean...
I see.
So I think you're offering a very good... listen, it's terrific. Yeah. It truly is terrific. The Greek-American... I'm just a little bit curious about the nationalities of some of the teachers and some of the staff. I'm assuming they're coming from all over the world in some instances.
They do come from all over the world. Of course, the majority are Greeks and Greek Americans or Greek British, you know, like dual nationality.
Really?
But also we have, because the UK has a large Greek community also, large homogenia, Greek homogenia.
Yeah.
And a lot because of the EU, which now doesn't, the UK now is not anymore a member of the EU, but for 40 years, you know, people who live there could travel and work in Greece, you know, without any problem. So a lot of them decided to relocate for family reasons or for academic reasons because they liked the opportunity and they wanted to live here. So, yes, the majority of the faculty is Greeks, Greek Americans, and Greek British. But also we have Filipino Greeks, you know, professors, you know, and I can think of any number of nationalities. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes, yes. It's a very variegated. Look, Greece is not like the United States, as you very well know. Mm-hmm. It's not such a multicultural country as the U.S. is. It's becoming a multicultural country, but it's not there yet. So to have this much variety on 64 acres, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of weird for Greeks. But for Americans, they will feel right away at home, you know, when they walk into the campus, you know. Greeks, some kids, you know, especially from the Greek eparchia, when they come to the American College of Greece, they are just sort of like dazzled by all the languages, all the faces, you know, the ways, the different ways people do things, you know, the way they relate to each other. So, but an American would feel right away at home, you know, as soon as they stepped on campus. Remarkably, I have to tell you that, yes, the majority of Americans who come to the American College of Greece come for the study abroad experience, okay? Mm-hmm. However, in the last 3 or 4 years, the number of Americans who pursue a degree here is growing exponentially.
Good.
So, like 3-4 years ago, we had like 5-6 people. That's it, because nobody knew us, really.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have over 100 people from the United States pursuing a degree here. And next year, God willing, you know, if the pandemic is over, I expect that this might double. You know, it will definitely grow, but the early indications are that it might even double. So I think it's a great thing that's happening. And, you know, word of mouth works also, you know, one student, one family tells another, you know, and they say, oh my God, this is a great opportunity there in Athens. Why don't you check it out? And people do check it out, and people do pick up the phone and ask for information. And I think this institution will become much more This student body will become even more American, let's say, as time goes by.
It's really incredible. I look forward because, you know, we're going to be talking about this for the next several months, and I would love to actually have at some point even a student, even a currently enrolled student, talk to us and give us the experience. You know, we're feeling we're feeling it. The value is there. Harry, you know, Daskalos Thanasis, American College of Greece, the executive director of outreach retention, looking for students. And the value, you know, that's the bottom line, a first-class, you know, international education right at our doorsteps. Harry, in closing, what's the best way for someone under these circumstances, obviously, to explore the college, to talk somebody, photo galleries? How can we, you know, you got to get the process rolling somehow. Well, what's the easiest method?
Yes, absolutely. They should definitely visit our website, which right now we're within a few months is going to be totally renewed. We're designing a new site, but nevertheless, it's full of information. It's ACG, the initials of American College Greece, right? At .edu. Sorry.
Right. ACG.
ACG.edu.
.edu.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So one last thing, Ted, before we close, something that's worth mentioning. One other way that we relate to the Omogenia is by hosting one burgeoning and thriving program called Heritage Greece, which is done with through the National Hellenic Society.
The NHS, yes, they send summer students there. Yeah.
Right, and absolutely. And we get 100 Greek Americans who are college students who come and spend 2 weeks, immersion weeks, in Greece. We try to attract kids who have never been to Greece before, because the idea of this program is to introduce Greek American students to the country, right, to the country of their forefathers. So, I'm telling you, this is we didn't do it last year. It usually takes place in June or July.
Yeah.
We didn't do it last year, unfortunately, because of the pandemic, and we are not going to do it this year because there's still so much uncertainty about the travel.
Yeah.
But definitely the year after, it's going to come back bigger and better. And believe me, if you could interview some of these participants one day in your program, you will hear the most amazing stories, you know, like where young minds, how they start exploring roots, you know, and how they what makes them wants to participate in this program. You will find the most amazing stories, family stories, the most amazing motives. It's a great thing. Also, and by the way, this is all these students come here, Heritage Greece come here on scholarship from the NHS. They just contribute a small amount for
tickets. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's just the flight the last couple of years. All they would be responsible for would be their flights and all the tuition, all the room and board was taken care of. Yeah, we have a lot of strengths here with the NHS and affiliations here in Boston. And
excellent. It's a great organization, and they're doing God's work with this. I mean, this is something that was missing from our Omogenia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we try to make the Heritage Greece experience, you know, to go beyond the cliches, you know, like the souvlaki, sirtaki, you know, the usual, you know.
Feta cheese.
We try to introduce. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's in order to love a place, you have to see it's the good things and the bad things.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just looking at postcards. You know, you are totally superficial.
Yeah.
So it's like a person. You know, you have to see them not only when they're made up and but you have to see the words. You have to see to see them in their weak moments. So, and we try to show them the real part of Greece. We take them to, let's say, when we had the refugee crisis, we took them to the Coast Guard headquarters to talk to officers about what the challenges are. You know, in intercepting or hosting or allowing refugees and housing them and things like that. I mean, only through knowing the real thing do you get to love it or not love it, you know. But most of them, I mean, the great majority of students, all of them, I would say, they just love the experience. Because it went beyond the love of ancient Greece, you know, and the food and things like that, the usual. So I think it's a great experience, and I encourage those of your listeners who are eligible or who have eligible students at home to encourage them to apply for next year. It's a great program. Also, last but not least, we started a program which we did for one time only in 2019 with the Pancritan Association, with the Pancritan youth, by the way, who wanted to create an experience for young Cretans, you know, to explore their Crete better,
sure.
Cretan culture.
Yeah.
So through some great collaboration with the Pancritan Association, you know, we managed to get 3 kids that first year because that's how much money there was. And unfortunately, I think we were ready to do something much better, you know, the next year in 2020, but the pandemic cut it short. So, but I hope it will be renewed for 2022 and onward, and I hope that other Greek American organizations will imitate these kind of programs, you know, and we can talk to them, we can help them, you know, and design programs that sort of address what they want to their students to experience, you know.
Yeah. Harry, I want to thank you so very much. I want to thank, because the American College of Greece reached out to us here as the, you know, the media source, certainly in New England and even across the United States. There are, you know, there's a tremendous amount of potential within our own youth here as Greek Americans. And I'm just delighted that you have joined us, and we will do everything that we can in our power to spread the word about the American College of Greece.
Absolutely. And I want to praise the work that you do, really. You're doing essential work for our community, and I want to thank you for having me.
Thank you.
To say good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you. That is just terrific. So, ladies and gentlemen, a great big thank you to Harry Daskalothanasi, the Executive Director of Outreach Retention at the American College of Greece. Again, acg.edu. acg.edu. Check out the website. And καλό ταξίδι και, you know, ο καλύτερος ο μαθητής να πάει στην Αθήνα. How's that? Harry, ένα μεγάλο ευχαριστώ. Να σε καλά.
Boston is the hub for business, cuisine, entertainment, and culture. Are you looking to move?